Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 10, 1806. A new species of cherry. Both Lewis and Clark are writing short journal entries. And today, in fact, Clark copies an older entry of Lewis's about describing a species of cherry that Lewis wrote in 1805. Lewis writes that the canoes are finished, the men are dressing skins for clothing, and in the evening it clouded up and began to rain. Lewis directed the vessels to be loaded, launched, and at 5 p.m. they arrived at the entrance of the White Earth River and encamped. Captain Clark, on the Missouri, writes about his activities.
In the after part of the day, it was cloudy and a few drops of rain. I finished a copy of my sketches of the River Rochejaquon. I found a species of cherry in the bottom, the shrub or bush, which are different from any other which I have ever seen and not very abundant. The men dug a great parcel of the root, which the natives call hanky, and the engagé, the white apple, which they boiled and made use of the meat. This is a large, insipid root and very tasteless. The natives use this root after it is dry and pound it in their soup. Captain William Clark, August 10, 1806.
The cherry described is the pin cherry, and the white apple root is breadroot. Clark was quite capable of writing descriptions of plants, but his strong suit was drawing maps, many of which were used in the Legacy Adventures of the Coral Discovery. Clark slowed his progress in hopes that Lewis would show up soon, and Lewis determined to speed up and find Clark. Tomorrow, excitement for both parties.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.